Live from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studio, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing.
All right, welcome back. My name is Wolfgang, at Wolfgang Hawkeye on Twitter. At Wolfgang Hawkeye on Twitter. We might be having danger, we might not. We'll see. He's supposedly a Hawkeye fan, NFL fan, fantasy football fan, Detroit Lions fan, if you can believe that. Holy cow, that must be, that's rough. That's Chicago Cubs-esque before last year. Seriously.
Loyalty at its finest.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So we'll see if we'll talk to danger or not. If not, we got a few things to talk about. We can go. I was telling you about, and I wanted to bring it up with John, and then I was like, where do I put this in? You know, we're having fun and joking, and then, boy, do I bring up this. I was telling you about the Sean Welsh kid, the offensive line for Iowa. I think a three-year starter. Struggling big time with depression, and he wanted to come out and talk about it. And he did. And the interesting thing is this could absolutely kill him for his chances to make big time money in the NFL. And he didn't care. He didn't care. I respected that. He came out. I loved hearing what he had to say, the battles that he's gone through. You know, I thought he did a fantastic job. I wasn't sure if I should bring that up with John, you know, because we were giggling, having fun. I didn't think that was the time to bring that up because it's obviously a serious subject. But, you know, depression obviously is a huge, huge thing. And he brought it up, talked in front of quite a few media members. And from what I understand, he even wrote, we should look that up in the break, he actually wrote a paper on it.
So your point is?
When I'm crackly, by the way, it's because you're too loud, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, so your point about that is hurting him long term because?
Because when they interview these football players, they talk about everything. I mean, have you heard some of the things? I think one of the guys, was it for the Jets or the Dolphins or something like that, basically said, is this guy, I mean, was your mom or was your dad a pimp or something like that? Brought that up. They'll ask every question under the sun, stuff that is just out there, politically incorrect, crazy stuff. You know what I mean? So if they see a kid, a guy that's struggling with this, a guy that mentioned he's struggling with it, left the Iowa football program for a little bit, and I am not bashing him at all. Get your stuff together, you know, talk to doctors, talk to anybody that can help you, whether it's medicine, whether it's, you know,
anything. But it's awareness.
And that's what I think he was trying to do. He wants to help somebody. He's not worried about his NFL career when he's doing that. Because if he was worried about it, I don't think he'd be doing that because some of those guys aren't going to do that. Some of those guys are going to consider that weak when it's anything but weak. What percentage of Americans have, that's not, is that the right word, mental illness? That's not the right word. Is
yeah.
That, it seems kind of mean almost. You know what I mean?
No, but
mental illness
but that
seems
falls
mean.
Under that category.
It does fall under that. That's not a politically incorrect word.
No.
Okay. Because let me tell you, these player personnel guys at the NFL, they will question him. They will talk. Now, do you still have the desire? Do you still have the passion, the energy, the focus to come and play and have two-a-days and play football? And
he has been.
He has been. He has been. He left the team for a little bit, I think, was it 2 years ago? And then a little bit, I think he left last year. But he talked about it and talked about dealing with it. And his goal was to get it out to people, get it out to anybody else that is struggling so that they will actually go and get help. I enjoyed that personally. I thought that took guts. I thought it took B-A-L-L-Z to come out and say that, knowing it could cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars and rankings and obviously where you slot in the NFL draft, that's a problem. And it's some of these guys are not going to have it. And I hope it doesn't hurt him. because I respect that. He, one guy out there that actually put his selfish stuff aside and said, you know what? I've been going through this. How about I help other people? How about I bring the fact that a guy that is playing college football, almost like anybody else would want to do, struggles with this, isn't, you know, happy all the time, and it's obviously not happy. It's much less than that. It debilitates you. It drowns you. It, you know, so I really respect what he did, and I hope it doesn't cost him in the NFL. So we got a caller?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see if this phone
James.
Will work. James. Yes, I know James. I remember James. How are you, James?
Hey, good. Are we underestimating this team? I mean, I don't know if they can throw the ball, but I do know they're going to be able to run the ball with at least one NFL back. And when they play defense and hold teams under 20, I mean, with the right kind of team, they could win 10 games. I'm not saying they will, but we'll see. Is it unrealistic, or is that pushing it a little bit? What are your thoughts? I'm going to hang up a minute.
Yeah, thanks, James. Definitely 10 wins. I saw Trent, I believe, picked Iowa to go 6-6. I'm not going to give out my opinion yet on that. I'm going to read more up on the other teams just to see where they are. 10 wins would be unbelievable. That would be obviously unbelievable for the Hawkeyes to get that. Can they get that? I don't know. I totally agree with your running back situation. Like I was just talking with John Miller of HawkeyeNation.com, I kind of poo-pooed that running back Butler coming over the grad transfer. If you have not seen him play, please go and watch him play. This isn't some running back that you're watching from high school and you can't tell if they're, you know, going up against a 157-pound defensive lineman or running away against guys like me. That's, you know, that doesn't impress me, and it's very hard to recruit. That's why the high school people that do recruit are, they got to be talent evaluators. And if you think of how often the NFL player personnel people screw up on quarterbacks, and not just quarterbacks, on everything, it's tough to do. This Butler kid, I'm sorry, I'm watching him. I don't think there's any way he's anything but great. I really don't. And you add Wadley to him, and that's what I was trying to get into John Miller about. You got two guys. You just added a guy now that can break it at any point. We had what, Tiff? One guy? Just Wadley? Now we got two. Unfortunately, they play the same position. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? In my mind, I'd rather he had been a wide receiver. 4-4 wide receiver, breaking off something proper. I understand we just got a grad transfer from, I know I'm forgetting the school, but didn't have many yards because they didn't play much under Bob Davies. So, I mean, if you look at his stats, it's nothing. But from what I understand, he's very, very fast. So if Iowa gets him, he can add something to another playmaker. Could he be? I haven't seen his tape, so I don't know. I'm not going to give my opinion on him yet. But as far as Butler, watch his tape. Go there and tell me I'm wrong. And you got Wadley. You put him in the slot. They both can catch the ball. And it looks like this Butler kid can block. Wadley, I'm sure he's improved. Hopefully he's got to be improved because he's kind of slight of build. But that's a guy not just running. You're talking about a guy that can break it. And that's what football is all about now. Not all about. Obviously, turnovers still matter. But you got to have explosive guys on offense. If you have explosive guys on offense, that's the teams that get it done on offense. And it's okay, Tiff. It's okay to score points.
I know.
Seems obvious, Miss Oklahoma. Yeah, seems obvious. Oh, and did you read that article about Oklahoma?
It's also okay for us to play defense.
It is. Was looking a little Phil Steele. I believe he has Oklahoma rated this year the fourth best offense and the 19th best defense coming in. So, you know.
Well, there's a lot of variables happening with them this year, right? So we have a new head coach, Bobby. Retired.
He gone.
So Lincoln Riley, while sad to see Bob go, as an OU fan, we were hoping that they would do something to ensure that Lincoln Riley stayed. They really went all the way there. So we'll see what happens. I don't know.
Yeah, and if you read that article about Bob Stoops, I can't remember who wrote it, but it was like when he brought in the Kentucky offensive coordinator, who's the crazy guy from Washington State, Mike Leach. Mm-hmm. Just a crazy man. He's an absolute crazy man. And this air raid system that he's done, and so weird that Bobby Stoops, a defensive guy, you know, from Iowa, from Kansas State, from Florida when he was under Stoops, decides he's got to go out and just put points up on the board. And what did he do? He just absolutely obliterated scoreboards. It was amazing. And he had no mercy.
No.
He had no mercy. And I love Kirk, but he has mercy. Sometimes I just want Kirk to just bury somebody. Just do it. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's okay to put up points, and it also gets the fans excited. I'm sick and tired of seeing Iowa's defense up there, Norm Parker, and the other Parker, what's his first name anyway, putting up just unbelievable defensive stats year after year after year where they're rated. And then we watch our offense. Iowa watches their offense, and you got nothings. Nothings. They're like in the 115s, 118. I don't know what they were last year. It's just at some point, it's okay. Put up some points. Put up some points. Make it fun. And it's going to be interesting to see what Brian Ferentz does. I look forward to hearing what Day says also at around 2:20. He'll come on. And then we've got Bloom on at 1:20. And we'll talk almost all Cyclones there and a little NBA. But you have to put points on the board if you want to keep your fans happy. There was a number of years there, Tiff, where I was going to the games year after year after year. And I'm sitting there going, boy, this is boring. So you'd almost go out and get your ice cream, your nachos, your pop when they're on offense. That's unheard of. Would you as an Oklahoma fan, when you're in Norman watching Oklahoma play, would you ever go get a soft drink when your team is on offense?
No. But that's the difference between a final score of 9-6 in the Big Ten versus 99-66 at Oklahoma.
Now,
game.
To be fair, it's okay for you guys to. There's this thing where you put your one arm, your right arm, and it's attached to a hand and fingers, and then you got a left arm, and there's a hand, and it's attached to fingers. Okay, are you with me yet? And what you do is you wrap up. Big 12 fans, yes, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. It's just a different element of football. It's, you go back to one, you watch the other, and it's like, is this even the same sport? I don't understand why it can't be a little bit of both. I don't understand why you can't have a good offense and a good defense. And obviously the best ones do.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people that they're defensive minded, so they get into that 9-6 score, but most people, they're driving to go see a game, spend the time there. It is nice to see people score, whether you're at a baseball game, football game. You know, it's like, oh, it's a great defensive baseball game. It's 0-0 in the 10th inning. Yawner.
Yeah, and I agree with you to a certain point. And you and your family are much more baseball purists than I would. So I think the other people in your family would be like, I loves me a no-hitter going into the eighth, going into the ninth. Well, who doesn't? Yeah, I mean, you're going to see history maybe eighth and ninth, but who wants to see 1-0? I don't want to see 1-0. And the crazy thing in baseball right now is they're breaking freaking records in home runs. I thought this is how stupid I am. Just looking at the players now and looking back at the Bonds era and McGuire era and some of those guys, Sammy Sosa, and their arms were the size of my waist, I assume they cleaned the game up. Because I look at the players now, their arms are nowhere near the size of those guys. Now, you've got a few guys out there, obviously Aaron Judge and Stanton from the Miami Marlins. I get that. You know, there are certain guys like that, but I look at most of those guys in baseball now and go, I don't think they're on anything. But then again, they're breaking records. So is it a baseball thing?
Baseball? Four home runs over 500? From Aaron Judge, the home run derby?
Oh, that was so much fun. I know a lot of people don't like the home run derby. We sat there and watched it. The last 2 years have been great. Last year was great home run derby. This year, it was great until the finals. They did it wrong. They bracketed them. Then we didn't get to see Aaron Judge versus Stanton, or who was the donut guy from Miami. He was fun to watch. He was having a ball out there. Everybody was giving a high five. And everybody, that's what everybody has said about baseball. Show some fun. We like to see some fun. We're going to be back with Brent Bloom of Cyclone Fanatic. Tons of Cyclone talk. Stay tuned. This is Wolfgang at Wolfgang Hawkeye. Thanks.
1700 KBGG is the big talker in Des Moines with Jimmy B and TC. Noon to 3. Sports talk that rocks. 1700 KBGG.
It's Iowa Cubs game day. Catch the Iowa Cubs versus the Oklahoma City Dodgers tonight at 7:08. Visit iowacubs.com for news, promotions, tickets, and more. Iowa Cubs baseball. Come for the fun. Stay for the game. iowacubs.com.
Like all of you out there, Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. He would flip-flop all night long, wake up with a sore neck or maybe a headache, or feel like he needed a nap, even though he'd slept 8 hours. When Mike invented MyPillow, he wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. Mike does all of his own manufacturing right here in the United States and offers a 10-year warranty. You could wash and dry MyPillow, and don't forget there is a 60-day money-back guarantee. And here's their best offer ever. For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-4694 and use promo code Des Moines to take advantage of Mike's 4-pack special. You'll get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows and free shipping.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. As many of you know, severe weather and hail swept through central Iowa and the Des Moines metro. Wolf Construction was here long before these storms, and we'll be here long after. We're much more than a pickup and a ladder. Our roofing team is here to serve you for years to come. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Hey, it's Jimmy B.
And TC for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hey, Draft House 50 has 47 big-screen TVs for great viewing of any game.
Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, tennis, you name it.
Hey, the Draft House 50 can get it, even cricket? Draft House 50 has a sensational menu featuring specialty burgers, steak, salads, and so much more.
And on Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 10 a.m., it's brunch, which includes a terrific Bloody Mary bar.
The Draft House 50, a place for sports, great food, and drinks.
Draft House 50, Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
Your Honor, I stand before you to prove that AT&T's two-year price guarantee is the ultimate all-included bundle experience.
Order!
I submit Exhibit A, DirecTV Select all-included package with over 145 channels. Exhibit B, monthly fees for Wi-Fi gateway, Genie HD DVR, and three additional receivers included.
Objection! Overruled!
Exhibit C, reliable high-speed internet and digital home phone.
Order!
And to close, lock in your bundle price at $89.99 a month for 2 years with AT&T.
The court rules in favor of AT&T. Call your local dealer now.
Switch to DirecTV today and start enjoying the nation's number one satellite TV service. Call Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR. That's Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR.
Requires 24-month TV and 12-month internet agreements and combined billing. New approved customers only must remain active and in good standing on all services or then prevailing rates apply in second year. Prorated ETF up to $480 for TV, $180 for internet, equipment, non-return, and other fees and conditions apply. Call for details. Offer ends 1-21-17.
Back to the Wolf Construction Roofing Studio. Sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. It's Jimmy B and TC.
We are back. Jimmy B and TC. Without Jimmy B and TC, Bloom, they are, we've got them handcuffed out back. Operation Takeover has begun, Brent Bloom.
Probably an upgrade, right?
You said that, not me. No. We give them water breaks and pee breaks from time to time.
That's nice of you guys.
We are classy, yes, as you can tell by me saying pee break.
Welcome back.
What's that? Yeah, welcome back. Thanks for coming on, man.
Yeah, happy to be with you guys. I'm actually at I got a wedding this weekend in Okoboji, so I'm taking time away from the festivities to join you guys. So
now I feel guilty.
Good. I had enough of them anyway, so I needed a little break.
I love it. All right. We won't put this on podcast so they can re-listen to that. All right, Bloom. Campbell, I got to start off. You know I like to twist you a little bit, you know, get at you. Campbell coming out to Dangerous Woman. Can't get enough of this. This might surprise you. I was a little PO'd, actually pissed. I thought it was ridiculous. I don't know what this DJ was doing. I had to Google the song. I wasn't aware of it. It's a woman in a negligee making sexual noises, and Matt Campbell came out to this. Is this true? I have not seen footage. It was only, I think, a Baylor writer that brought it up. Have you seen actual footage of this? Is this real?
I don't know. I didn't hear the Campbell stuff. All I heard was Cliff Kingsbury was upset that he had to come out to Bieber. So I don't know if the DJ was just twisting everybody or what's going on there, but I had not heard what Campbell came out to. So that'd be news to me.
All right. Now I gotta set you up, man. I have to set you up, okay? I have to. So I will let you, you know, come back at the Hawkeyes. You got anything for Kirk Ferentz or the Iowa program that they should come out to?
man, what's boring and old-fashioned and,
boring, old-fashioned. Come on, Tiff, what else for Kirk? Vanilla. Is there a song about vanilla ice cream?
Yeah, I mean, what would that be like? I think the Beatles, you know, pretty good back in the 60s, you know, NBA style football.
Okay,
I don't know, but hey. He's got Brian now, so Brian's gonna make him hip. Like maybe they'll come out to like Chance the Rapper now that he's got Brian running the show.
That's true. That is true. Brian has brought a little bit of something different to him, a little bit of smack talk.
Yeah.
What did you think about Brian and Coach Campbell going at it a few times?
I thought that was fantastic. Yep. You know, because at the end of the day, the rivalry is supposed to be entertaining, and man, Brian just made that so much fun and it's kind of got a little stale. I mean, Rose and Ferentz got along for the most part, except for the Lazard stuff. And so I think when you've got this Campbell staff, they're young, and they kind of want to get after a little bit. But it's hard to get after Kirk because he's really classy. Like, I think most Iowa State fans respect that guy, and they should, because he's done so much, and he's done it the right way. But Brian started needling him a little bit, and I think it kind of woke up the folks in Ames. So I think it was good for the rivalry. I think it's a positive.
I think it is, too. I think teams need rivalries. I think Iowa needs Iowa State. With Iowa, you see the Nebraska things kind of starting to come around. We'll see if it ever gets there. I'm not sure if it will or not. But there's actually a possibility of that happen. Let's look at the Iowa State football program coming up. Obviously, Big 12 Media Day came and went. What do you think this team needs to work on most in order to make something happen this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think offensively they're in line for one of their best seasons in a long, long time. So, I mean, they should be pretty solid on offense. And I think they haven't averaged 30 or more points a game since, like, 1977. I think they might do that this year. The problem for them is going to be defensively on the defensive line and the linebackers. And, you know, I love Joel Lanning, but he's your starting middle linebacker right now. And, I mean, I think that says a lot for Joel as an athlete. But also says for the kind of depth they have there, just they don't have much. And so, you know, first and foremost, to be successful in football, even in the Big 12, you have to stop the run. And I think that's the biggest challenge this team will face. And I think even for the Iowa game, that's going to be the biggest challenge in that game is can Iowa State slow down the Iowa run game? And can the Cyclones do that consistently throughout the year? If they find enough bodies up front, they've got some JUCOs coming in on D-line and get some reinforcements at linebacker, I think this is a team that can legitimately contend for a bowl game. So I'm as excited as I've been about Iowa State football in probably 5 years.
And we're with Brent Bloom of Cyclone Fanatic. Brent, what did you just say that Iowa State you can see scoring more points since what year?
They haven't scored 30 or more points since like 1977 on average. So, I mean, it's been a while since they've had an offense that, you know, is even near some of those systems in the Big 12. I mean, even the Seneca Wallace, the Sage Rosenfeld, those teams didn't score more than 30. College football is a little different, you know, 10, 15 years ago. But this offense has just labored for so long. But I think with the skill guys they have coming back, with Jacob Park at quarterback, I think this offense can be middle to upper half in the Big 12, and that would mean 30 or more points a game, which they are long overdue to get.
Brent Bloom, Cyclone Fanatic. Is Lazard going to end his career at Iowa State with a bowl game? Is it a possibility that Lazard, because was it you or Chris or somebody wrote an article and they were talking to the local media over there, and a lot of the local media was saying that Iowa State, the Cyclones, could get to six or seven wins. Are you seeing that?
Yeah, I think it's possible. I really do. I mean, I think for Lazard, he's going to break most of school records. And it was actually Chris that wrote the article. That was very well done on Cyclone Fanatic. But for his legacy, you know, if you just put up good numbers, you're not remembered necessarily as fondly as you should be. And for Lazard to really cement that legacy, I think a bowl game is a necessity for him, considering how productive he's been. But it's kind of been meaningless in a way. I know you can put up numbers, but if you're winning 2 and 3 games, it's hard to be remembered 15, 20 years from now. But the way it sets up with the offense they should have, if they can just hold down the fort a little bit defensively, I think this team can make a bowl game. Now, the schedule is interesting, and for Iowa State to make a bowl game, that Iowa game is critical. It's huge because
no shot, Bloom. No shot.
No, I think there's a shot, man, because you got a new quarterback for Iowa.
I'm having trouble hearing you, Bloom.
Your names, and I think Vegas has it with like a 2 or 3 point spread, so it's pretty much a toss-up. So if Iowa State wants to get to 6 wins, I think that Iowa game is critical, and the Big 12 is going to be better, though. So the Cyclones will be better than they were last year, but I think the rest of the conference will be better as well. If you think about it, though, Iowa State was really close last year. They had Oklahoma State beat. They had Baylor beat and lost both those games. They were pretty close to 5 or 6 wins last year. This team should be better. And so the talk down in Dallas at the media day was a lot of the media down there from other schools and even the national media says, this may be the year Matt Campbell and the Cyclones turn the program with an upgrade in talent, and they get back to a bowl game for the first time since 2012.
Okay, so I've got the schedule out. Did you have a question, Tiff?
Nope, that's where I was going. That's
okay.
Where I was going.
Yeah, I'm looking at the schedule here. You've got Northern Iowa first. Obviously, that has not been an easy game for Iowa State over the years, and I'm not joking about it at all. I have tons of respect for Northern Iowa. Trent, who I'm filling in for, is a UNI fan as well. Why are you guys playing Iowa? Are you at Northern Iowa? Is that just snotty? I mean, I'm guessing Trent Connan, if he were here, would slap me upside the head right now. Why? What are you doing? You get nothing for it, and if you lose, everybody laughs at you. Even though we in the state, Northern Iowa, is no joke.
Yeah, I mean, they signed that contract several years ago, and Iowa State plays them like 6 out of 9 years.
Yeah,
and I think the reason for it is, I guess, good from a state standpoint, where it's, you know, it's a good game. It's a sellout every single time. I mean, it fills the stadium, and then it helps UNI's athletic program a little bit too. I mean, they get, what, $500,000 from it, and that's a UNI athletic program that, funding-wise, always needs an extra dollar or two. And it's a competitive game. You're right, though, probably too competitive a lot of times for Iowa State. I know there's a section of the fan base that does not want to play that game because it really, over the last 10 years, I think it's pretty much dead even. And you look at last year, it was a horrible start to the Campbell era by losing to those guys. And that was a UNI team that turned out to not even be that great. So that's the game, though. If Iowa State's good, you got to win that game regardless of what UNI has. And I think that's where Iowa State's coming in this year is if they can't win that game, you know, the bowl game shouldn't even be on the table anyway. So beat them. I think Vegas has it as a 10-point spread. That's a game that if Iowa State wants to do anything, get back on into relevancy, they have to win that game by 10 to 15 points for sure.
Okay, we're with Brent Bloom. Appreciate you coming on. CycloneFanatic.com. We got about 11 and a half minutes, something like that, with him. Thanks for coming on. If you look at the schedule, and I don't know if you have it in front of you, I can go over it if you want, but maybe you remember it, you have it off memory, but what games do you think, or maybe you flat out know this, what games do you think Vegas is flat out just going to, they're going to be favored in?
It's great. So UNI for sure. Okay. And then, like I said, Iowa was a toss-up. I would bet, depending on that week goes, you know, if Iowa's impressive over Wyoming week one, I think Iowa will be a 4 to 6 point favorite probably by the time that thing comes up. But Iowa State will be favored in UNI. They'll be favored at Akron in week 3. They'll be favored against Kansas. And then right now, it's Vegas actually came out to the line already. The Texas game, that's going to be a big game for Iowa State. Tom Herman coming back to town. That'll be a 2 or 3 point spread. But I think to lock it in officially, the only 3 they'll be favored in as a legit favorite are UNI, Akron, and Kansas. But there's going to be several swing games. Texas is one. Iowa's another. TCU at home. At Baylor. At Texas Tech. So with that combo, if you can get the majority of those, that means Iowa State goes bowling. I mean, there's some you can look at right now and say there's no chance, and that would be at Oklahoma. It's just so tough for Iowa State to win there. They've won there since 1990. Get this, Wolfgang. Iowa State has beaten Oklahoma one time since 1959, and they played them a lot. So,
jeez.
I mean, it's just by
that's,
and large.
That's when Tiff was born.
It's just...
I'm not getting out of here alive, Bloom. I'm not getting out of here alive.
Well, well, she's 1989, right?
Oh, that's why she likes you.
So it's tough. I mean, I think and then K-State's going to be pretty good this year as well. So as good as Iowa State could be and in the upgrade in talent, the games are tough somewhat on the road. So they're going to have to make some hay early. You get Kansas early. You get Texas Tech on the road early. And those are the type of games that Iowa State needs to win if they want to make a bowl game.
Okay, Brent Bloom, Cyclone Fanatic. Check him out. Podcasts, articles, all sorts of things with his buddy Chris Williams. Couple more football questions, then I want to get, man, we got Cyclone basketball and NBA. Let me go quick here. Texas, you got a history with Tom Herman. What do you think they're going to do? Because I was told last year that, look out, that maybe Charlie Strong is getting laid, you know, taken to the curb a little bit too early, that the talent is there and he just needs one more year. Look out for them this year. Do you buy that or no?
I don't think they're quite there yet. I like Herman a lot. I think he's going to do great things there. And he's recruiting well, and Charlie Strong did recruit pretty well. They've got some young talent. Their quarterback's going to be great. Bouchel was just a freshman last year, now a sophomore, and they've got some weapons at receiver. Defensively, they're a little young, but I think they're 8 or 9 wins this year, and they're not quite back to Texas of 2008, 2009, but give Tom Herman 2 or 3 years, and I think they're back into the college football playoff conversation. But I'm not buying totally in yet, and I think that's the game Iowa State can win, honestly.
Okay, I like that. And then you got at Oklahoma, and then you've got Oklahoma State at home. You think Oklahoma or Oklahoma State's going to be good? I've done a lot of homework on Oklahoma. Five starters on the O-line coming back, an NFL tight end, obviously a Heisman quarterback. I'm not worried about the running backs. Are you? I'm just not.
They're just plug and play down there. I mean, and Baker Mayfield's so good at quarterback, and their line is going to be so good. I mean, they've had great running backs for seemingly 20 straight years, so Oklahoma's going to move the ball on offense. And then I really like that Oklahoma State team. I think their quarterback wide receiver tandem is the best in the nation with Mason Rudolph to Washington, their big wide receiver. Those guys, if they can find a semblance of a defense, I think they challenge Oklahoma. They may win the Big 12 this year, Oklahoma State. I'm really high on the Cowboys.
Okay, where can I read it? where can I really read a really great article about the upcoming Iowa State basketball team? I need help. I need some edumacation from you right now. Where, I mean, can you write one for me? Who these guys are, where they came from, what their strengths are going to be?
Yeah. It's a crazy group. Yeah, we really should do a summary because they just added a guy last night. In Tally. Old Dominion transfer, 6 man of the year in the Conference USA. Kind of a slasher, not much of a shooter, but he's probably going to play, maybe even start for that team. They got a couple grad transfers and a kid from Princeton and Brace who is getting healthy, and then Beverly, who's like a 6'6 guy. But I think the Iowa State fans should get hyped up right now. Two true freshmen coming in that are going to play. Lindell Wigginton, who's everybody's talking about, 5-star recruit. He'll come in and start and be a big-time player. I think he's got huge upside. I look for him to be a double-digit scorer as a freshman and really be the kind of the next big thing for Iowa State.
Nice.
But a guy that a lot of people aren't talking about who's going to be a stud, and I've seen him a couple times in summer league, Terrence Lewis, 6'6 swing guy out of Milwaukee, who, I mean, really good form. He's going to come in, probably be the 6th or 7th guy on the roster, but by the time he's a sophomore, junior, senior, I think Wigginton and Lewis will be a really special tandem. I don't know if this team makes the NCAA tournament this year. I think there will be a bubble team, NIT type, kind of like where the Hawks were this past season, but you give Wigginton, Lewis, those are two guys that probably aren't like early entrant candidates for the NBA, but giving them 4 years at Iowa State, they're going to be 1,500, 2,000 point scorers, both of them.
Well, I don't know if you know that Wolfgang had a new pseudo handle, Wolfgang Cyclone. I don't know if you heard that, because we attended a basketball game,
yes,
and got to sit on the floor at Hilton.
There you go.
That place, and I know you, he did several podcasts, but that is a fun place to go watch basketball.
Bloom, I had a freaking ball, and I caught some serious flack coming back saying how much fun I had. What's the place where you can go in and have some beers and eat some
Johnny
appetizers?
Yeah, Johnny's.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That was so much fun. I was hanging with the Cyclones, talking smack. Everybody was smiling. It was just fun-natured stuff. I mean, that place rocks. I freaking love it. I don't have to sit in the front row in order to like it.
No, it's it. I mean, it really is. I mean, I encourage anybody, Hawkeye, Cyclone, whatever, to see a game at Hilton. I mean, it's just the acoustics of the place and the energy. It's just a really fun place to watch a game. I'm kind of surprised they let you in, though. I mean, I should have alerted somebody that you were coming.
They cut my license in half and took it.
You were recognized. He was recognized.
I was,
Johnny's.
And they didn't even want to fight me or beat me up. They just wanted to come over and smile and talk, and that's what I like.
That's the beauty of it. But, no, it really is a fun place to watch a game. And I think they'll need the crowd this year. They'll be really young, a little inexperienced. But if they can play well at home, I think those young guys are talented enough that they may be able to sneak into the NCAAs. But they're going to be an interesting case study because so many new pieces, and it'll be weird not seeing Monte, Matt, Naz, and Deontay out there for the first time in a while.
Oh, man.
I have one quick thing because we're bringing up Matt, and I know you want to go to the NBA, but Matt Thomas, he's making some waves at the Lakers.
He was awesome in the summer league. I think the last two games, he was 12 of 14 from three, and he led them to a championship. So he's kind of the next Kobe, I think.
Oh, are we talking about the steak or are we talking about the player? What are we talking about here?
Yeah, right.
Oh,
right.
Man. Okay, we got to get into NBA, but I'm the Wigginton, real quick. I saw some clips on him. He's a slasher. It looked like he had good handle. Is that what we're looking for when we see him?
Yep. We'll be a point guard, but kind of more of a combo. So I don't if you remember Frank Mason from Kansas the last couple of years, was actually the Big 12 Player of the Year. That type of player. He's not a great shooter yet, but athletic enough, will shoot a lot of free throws, and really physical, athletic guard that he's going to be really exciting to watch.
Okay, I got an NBA question. Tell me how Kevin Durant has not absolutely ruined your NBA, Brent Bloom. One of you say 13 fans. I think we're getting higher, but I'm sorry. True greatness is true greatness watching Golden State, but the fact that KD went there, man, I am so mad, and maybe it just makes me a jerk that I can't. Anybody can go wherever they want, but the fact that he was up 3-1 on them and decides to go to the team that beat him, I can't handle it, man. Nobody's going to win anything for a while. Am I wrong?
Well, I don't begrudge the guy too much when he made the decision, but now you look at it like, who's beating the Warriors for the next 3 years? And they just keep, they haven't lost anybody. They're still fairly young. I mean, Curry, Durant, and Thompson are all in their mid to late 20s. Like, they're not going anywhere for a while, so it's kind of a bummer. You see all these teams are just kind of making panic trades to try and beat those guys. They're not anywhere close. So at least Cleveland figures it out. Maybe they can get there. But, doubtful.
Oh, I can't believe it. We got about 20 seconds. The music's on. But the Derrick Rose thing to Cleveland, does that help? I mean, he can come in and maybe just run the team with the second unit. I mean, obviously they're not going to beat it. But does it help at all?
Nah, not beating the Warriors with that. Not at all.
Okay. Duh, man. We ran out. I wanted to talk more NBA. Anyway, thank you, sir. Brent Bloom, Cyclone Fanatic, over there with Chris Williams. Read his stuff, and he's going to get down and dirty and write a Cyclone basketball article for all of us that have fallen out and who are all these new players and transfers and grad transfers. So look for that, right, Bloom?
You got it, man. Always a pleasure, Wolfie.
All right, thanks, brother. See ya. Bye-bye. All right, Brent Bloom, Cyclone Fanatic. Always love having him on. Very easy. Time goes fast. Man, I should have started talking about NBA before that. I'm mad. Mad at myself. Be back after this. See ya.
Afternoons, we talk sports on 1700 with Jimmy B and TC, Des Moines' savviest sports duo on The Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-860-6565. That's 800-860-6565.
800-860-6565 or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
JCPenney's Power Penny Days are back. Now's the time to stock up on back-to-school essentials for your family. This Friday through Sunday only, save big on select must-haves like $3 towels, $5 kids' Izod uniform polos, $7 backpacks, and kids' Izod uniform shorts for just $9. Plus, stack on the savings and take an extra 15% off with your coupon. Hurry, JCPenney's Power Penny Days end Sunday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon valid 7/21 to 7/23 on select items in-store and at JCP.com. Some exclusions apply. See store or JCP.com for details.
It's the Rethink Kitchen and Bath event now at the Home Depot. Time to take your kitchen or bath from shab to chic in very little time and even less money. Start with 40% off semi-custom cabinets with soft closed doors from Home Decorators Collection. With free design services, you'll get them just right. And with shipping in 2 to 10 days, you'll get them right away. Rethink your options during the Rethink Kitchen and Bath event going on now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Now through September 3rd.
Afternoons, we talk sports on 1700 with Jimmy B and DC.
It's been a pleasure to be on with two of the finest gentlemen, the guru. I love Jim Branson and Trent. You do a wonderful job. The whole package is fine. I never give you enough credit, but I want to also give you some credit.
Go back to the bar now where you just watched out from.
Check out the mail, Jeff.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Love to have some local talk over the noon hour.
Jimmy B and DC on Des Moines' big station for sports, 1700 KBGG. GG.
It's baseball season, and if you're looking for a place to go for all the MLB games, make it Draft House 50 Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Cubs, Twins, Royals, White Sox, Cardinals, even the Brew Crew, or an out-of-market game. Draft House 50 has you covered with the MLB Extra Innings Package. Upscale bar food, an amazing beer selection, and on the weekends, brunch and Bloody Mary Bar every Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Draft House 50 Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Hi, folks. Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
Trust, quality, value. Just some of the words that have been used by Wolf Construction Roofing customers to describe their experience. Wolf Construction Roofing works on residential and commercial roofing, including single-family and multi-family homes, tear-offs, specialty roofing, and gutters. Wolf Construction has grown into a roofing machine that installs and re-roofs nearly 2 million square feet of roofing each year. Wolf Construction has been given the Super Service Award from Angie's List and is accredited with the Better Business Bureau. Call them today for your free estimate. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-216-3643. That's 515-216-3643. And online, wolfconstruction.net.
Jim Brunson, Trent Condon. It's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Live from the Wolf Construction Studio. Sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. Here's Jim and Trent.
Yes, I am not Jim. I am not Trent.
Nor am I.
If you hear banging at the doors, let us in. They haven't tried yet, have they? They haven't escaped. I don't think they've escaped yet, Trent Condon and Jimmy B.
Maybe they're just enjoying a well-deserved day off.
Time. Sometimes you need a vacation, and I may need a vacation this last hour because, let me tell you, my throat is just about gone. I've been talking loud. I've been talking fast. I've been talking passionately. Woo! What did you want to talk about? I want to talk a little bit about Conor McGregor. We got Steve Dace coming on at 2:20 for you crazy football fans. He knows college football, NFL. He knows all that stuff. So we'll have Dace on at 2:20 to 2:40. which is cool because he's actually taping his show right now and he's making time for us. So appreciate that out of Steve Dace. So we'll talk all things Hawkeye, Cyclone, Michigan, Big Ten, Big 12, who he's got in his Final Four. I still haven't gotten Trent's Final Four and who he wants on that. But we shall do that probably maybe Tuesday, I think he said. I think I've got my Final Four. Tiff, I don't know if you have your Final Four. I know one of your teams is going to be in the Final Four. But you wanted to talk about Hugh Freeze. Tell me why. We could talk about Conor McGregor, Mayweather. We can do that after the day segment or what. But, I mean, I got a ton for Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather. You want to talk about Hugh Freeze. Talk about why.
Well, so I find these stories fascinating because as parent, the amount of hours I have spent talking to my kids about internet responsibility, social media, and don't put anything out there because it doesn't ever really go away, and don't ever take pictures of your private parts, no matter who begs you. And
no sexting, Tiff. You know you should take your own advice.
So we've been talking about it. We've been amping it up a little bit because Sam, my oldest, is getting ready to go to the University of Oklahoma. And so we're kind of amping up the responsibility factor because I don't want to hear see. So it always amazes me. I'm trying to figure out who is the slower segment of our population, the kids or the adults. The fact that this guy.
Well, you know what Bobby Knight always says? Bobby Knight says it's not the kids that's changed. It's the adults that have changed. Don't know if I agree with Bobby. There's plenty I disagree with Bobby on. I'm just throwing a Bobby Knight quote out there. He said that a number of years.
I'm not going to go there. Okay. So, but when we're talking about Mr. Freeze, so the story is, for anyone that doesn't know, which I can't imagine if you're listening to sports radio that you haven't heard the story, but he has been reprimanded. Has he been fired?
He resigned. Which I think is spelled the same as re-signed. So has he resigned or re-signed? Are they spelled the same way or am I wrong?
That's interesting.
That's interesting, as I would say that you hate when
I say. It's Wolfgang's favorite word, interesting.
Yeah. When I say interesting, it means what to you, dumb?
It means, yeah.
I really don't mean it like
You're
that.
You're an idiot.
That's not really how I mean it, no.
I'm not agreeing with anything that you
okay,
said.
Okay, so he...
So he... was discovered hiring escorts / prostitutes.
Okay, now you say / prostitutes because we were out, 3 weeks ago talking to somebody, and you guys saw some rich guy in a rich car and assumed it was an escort. I've never thought of an escort as a prostitute. Is that true? I don't know.
Well, I'm not... running a cat house so I can explain the...
I assume some of them are...
Where the fine line is between the two when you cross over. Either one is a problem.
Yeah. If he's... Yeah, especially if he's married, he's got kids, and he's also, a man of faith, and everybody screws up. But, yeah, so everybody's calling him a hypocrite now and all sorts of stuff. But I guess I was not aware of that. If you... I thought it was like some of the old guys that want to take a hottie to the, to the party or whatever. That's what they did. I didn't know this included sex. And how would it? Would this not be so easy to bring down one of these escort services? How hard would it be to bring one of these down?
Well, why do you have it on your phone? That's my point.
I don't have it on my phone.
No, not your phone. His phone.
I know,
he
kidding.
Is married.
Kidding. Still didn't get me.
I worry, first of all. What is going on down at Ole Miss? I mean, did he get the advice from the kid that wore the gas mask prior to being drafted in the NFL?
Yeah.
Mr. Tunzel?
Yeah, he looked like an alien. I've never seen anything like that. That was...
He slapped his picture all over social media as well. I can't...
But, Tiff, we're also not 15, 16, 17, 18. Try to literally go back and think... What would I have been like with Twitter or some of this other stuff? Would I have posted stupid pictures? Would I have, it's easy for us to say, You know, it's easy for us to say that.
I'm very, very glad there was no smartphones and cameras back then.
See?
But that isn't my point. It's all good for everybody that there was no cameras back then. The point is, there are now. It's well documented all over the place, all the time, of people getting busted for incriminating behavior because they were either seen doing it because someone else videoed them, they took a picture of themselves doing it, or and slapped it all over the internet. So this guy is married.
Mm-hmm. And he was a very religious man who would quote scripture and stuff like that. And you got a lot of, I've heard some ESPN people calling him out on that, blah, 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 you know.
Well, it is a little hypocritical.
Yeah, it absolutely is hypocritical. And you know what? We're all hypocritical. But yeah, he shouldn't have done it. He should be bye-bye. I agree. Totally 100% agree on that. But
what?
So had he not been a man of faith, had he not quoted scripture, he wouldn't have built himself up this high. He shouldn't have been fired?
No.
No, okay.
It still equates to serious questioning of his intelligence.
And he's in charge of how many? Is it 85 scholarships right now, or is it down to, what is it down to? Scholarship 18 to 23-year-olds.
So he's a role model to other men? Boys growing into men?
Yeah.
And where is he going with these escorts? Is he going straight to a hotel room, or is he going in public? I mean,
That's what I'm asking. So, you are assuming this is sex stuff. I don't know that. I don't know. He's got to be married, right?
Yes, he is.
I shouldn't. He's married. Okay, yeah. Okay, so that's not, there's no way out of that. I was like, well, maybe if he was Brett Bielema, 5 years ago and single, he could have gotten away with it. But no, that's not working.
So my question is also with these people who are semi-high profile to extremely high profile, why are you paying for anything in that department? Right?
Again, he's also got a wife at home, okay, that I'm sure is, yo, how would that conversation go?
Because I'm guessing, honey, she's the boss at home. It's not going.
You know that $5 million job I had? Yeah. They found records of me calling somebody in, was it Alabama? And then it traced back to Tennessee or something like that. Alabama, Tennessee. And boy, how does that explanation go over? Let's try that. Question me. Wolfgang, I found this number.
The funny thing is that she probably went something like this. Hey, because girls do this, just as a tip to all the guys listening. We only ask questions we really know the answer to, so it's always a setup. So, hey, have you ever thought about getting an escort?
Oh, geez.
And they'll go, no, you're my one and only.
No.
You're the best.
Nope. You blame it on the cat.
And then you go, womp, womp, womp.
The cat jumped on the phone and all of a sudden accidentally dialed this thing, and the cat all of a sudden was able to speak English. And ask for an escort.
Great impersonation of my voice.
Oh, love it. Okay, we'll be back around 2, I think, with a little Conor McGregor, Floyd Money Mayweather talk. Then 2:20, Steve Dace of HawkeyeNation.com and a whole bunch of other things. He's got 2 books. We can pimp that for him. No, wow, that really transitioned well from our last conversation. All right, be back in about 5. Talk to you later.
1700K BGG is the big talker in Des Moines with Jimmy B and TC. Noon to 3, sports talk that rocks. 1700K BGG.
Like all of you out there, Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. He would flip-flop all night long, wake up with a sore neck or maybe a headache, or feel like he needed a nap, even though he'd slept 8 hours. When Mike invented MyPillow, he wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. Mike does all of his own manufacturing right here in the United States and offers a 10-year warranty. You could wash and dry MyPillow, and don't forget there is a 60-day money-back guarantee. And here's their best offer ever. For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-4694 and use promo code Des Moines to take advantage of Mike's 4-pack special. You'll get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows and free shipping.
When you don't have a big marketing budget, you have to wait until the opportunity is just right. Well, consider this your opportunity alarm going off. Vistaprint semi-annual sale has arrived with up to 50% off site-wide, including custom t-shirts, postcards, and even our new A-frame signs. And if you've been waiting for our newest business card options like square cards, now's the time to get huge savings on them too. Make the most of this opportunity. Go to Vistaprint.com by July 25th and enter the promo code SAVEBIG.
It's the Rethink Kitchen and Bath event now at the Home Depot, where turning on an upgrade is as easy as turning on a faucet. Like the 4-inch center set Delta Silverton bath faucet, casual classic styling, a gleaming chrome finish, and right now, a new lower price of only $52. That's a small price for a very big difference. Let the savings flow during the Rethink Kitchen and Bath event going on now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 30th.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports. Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
1700 KBGG is the big talker in Des Moines with Dave Ramsey talking about your money and your life.
This is a show where we take more calls than any other talk show in North America. The reason is we talk about you right in front of you every day. So thanks for being here.
The Dave Ramsey Show on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Count it down. Let's hear a great debt-free scream.
3, 2, 1.
I'm debt-free!
Yeah! 9 to noon weekdays.
Dave, what are you doing?
Just sending a gift to Dave 2037.
Who?
Me in the future. I save a little money from every paycheck as a gift to Dave 2037, so he can spend it on things like anti-gravity boots or a hologram Doberman. Something cool like that. I think Dave 20... 20-